In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back in your program of approaches. And tonight we will start speaking about the silent evangelism. When we say evangelism, we do not mean necessarily that we should speak wordy words and being good in lecturing. Sometimes evangelism is not related to any kind of language or wording, it's only silent. This kind of silent evangelism starts by praying. The first key of silent evangelism is good praying. It was written in the book of Acts that the Lord opened her heart. He was speaking about Lydia in Philippi to heed the things spoken by Paul. So this word of opening the heart, it's the power of prayer. It has nothing to do with the power of lecturing. It's related to the work of the Holy Spirit inside the heart of the listener. So this is mainly the power of prayer. So to open up the hearts, to listen carefully to the words, it's not the function of the lecture, but the function of prayer. Also, you know, it was written in the book of Nehemiah that then the king said to me, "What do you request?" And this question was, you know, very vital and very important at that time. What do you request? So I prayed to the God of heaven and answered. So Nehemiah prayed before answering, and this prayer helped him to speak the best answer and to start the salvation program of his people. The second point we should mention in the silent evangelism is love. Love is the key of silent missionary work. You know, it was written that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So before speaking about the Lord as lecturer, as a teacher, or as a savior, he was the loving person. He loved everybody, he cared for everyone, he healed the pains of many. Also our Lord said, "Whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, I say to you, he shall be by no means lose his reward." So only giving a cup of water to a child or to a poor man, it's kind of silent evangelism. Also, it's written in the book of Romans, chapter 10, "How shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace." So it's not the gospel of salvation. It starts by the gospel of peace. Doing peaceful acts, giving peace to others by love, is the word of silent word of evangelism. Those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. You know, by giving pure love, you will be faced by many questions. Usually, people may ask, why do they love without purpose? In the world around, usually, love is something you gain out of it many things. But you love people for nothing, this is not common, this is Christian. Also, they may ask or say, what a kind of life, what a beautiful life full of love. This is not the life lived by others, but it's the life of Christian. So just living a loving life, you are preaching the word of God silently. Also, another question you may hear from the people around, how can we live like these people? So by just showing pure love, the love of the Lord, you are helping people to ask this question. Another way of preaching preaching the word of God silently is doing merciful acts. And you know, this is very much related to the word of love. Also, you know, by bearing trials and persecution, just to endure this kind of pains in thankful life and praising God for the cross He is giving you, and continue smiling at the face of problems and tribulations, this is a silent evangelist, because people cannot see easily the hurt people or the suffered people who can praise God or lived happily. It happened many times in the books of Acts that our forefather, the disciples, suffered a lot for the name of the Lord, but they accepted this suffering happily, and they were happily continue their mission, and they ended their life, most of them, through martyrdom, because they enjoyed this suffering through their relation with the Lord. So this is also kind of silent evangelism. When you study the end of Stephen, when he was stoned by the hands of the Jew, he was happily accepting this ending, and he was praying for them and praising God, and his face was shining with the light of the Lord. Another type of silent evangelism, being honest. Honesty is one of the keys of evangelism, because, you know, evil power cheat everyone, and the devil is the big cheater, and you know, he is the liar and the father of all liars. So being honest and living in an honest life is kind of silent preaching the word of God. As written by St. Paul, you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Also, if you face problems with peaceful action, this means that your heart is full of faith, and this helps others to believe, and this stands at the key of silent evangelism. As written in the Psalm, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. So, if you find a man who lives in peace, and he enjoyed the peace of heaven, although everything around is troubled, you know, you can see what kind of faith he has. The last point I would say, that silent evangelism is also related to your readiness to give your life for redeeming others. You know, the Lord gave His life for redemption of everyone. If you are ready to give your life for others, this is a silent evangelism. And while serving people, when you give your efforts, your health, your time, your mind to others, it's the start of redeeming others. As if you are telling people around, I'm ready to give my whole life to you to know the Lord. And by doing so, you are preaching the word of God silently. As said by the Lord, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. So, this is the greatest love. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Go your way. Behold, I sent you out as lambs among wolves. You know the relation between wolf and lamb. Usually the wolf will attack lamb and may kill him, but lambs are ready to be killed by the wolves. So, these are many ways of silent evangelism. We need not to speak much, but we need to live a pure life. We need to love people around. We need to be ready to give them much We need to give the whole life for others. We need to live in an honest way. We need to give them merciful acts, and we need to smile at their faces. So by doing this, we are preaching the word of love, the word of God, silently. Glory to God. Amen.